They're JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, everyone. That 80s Enough reunion show is about to start.
Well, Mary, have you seen Nicholas?
He's up in his room sulking, Dad.
Yeah, he's still upset because Abby threw out his baseball cards.
Oh, well, maybe I should make him a sandwich.
Oh, Dad, that's your solution to everything.
Dad! Dad!
What?
8 is enough.
You know I love you, girls.
She was hitting them. The Don and Mike Show.
That was good.
Just a big box of OK. The Don and Mike Show.
I want to thank Don and Mike I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, so that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause, and it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 3 or 4 hours like that. Keep it going with that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Well, what have we here?
You know what time it is.
It's Obama time!
Yeah, baby. That's a great plastic tape from our donkey basketball game.
Yeah, many, many moons ago.
Mike was about 6 beers into his first 12-pack.
Yeah, we had finished the donkey basketball game, and they called us out. Wasn't it one of those deals where they said they need you to come out?
Come on back out.
We were all done, right? We had mm-hmm. finished.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, and that's why Mike's just doing the...
I'm in post-game.
All right.
All right.
And I remember it was Natural Light.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's all we have.
Yeah, it's all we have.
I'm on my second beer. Hey, stop it now.
We were enjoying it.
Anyway, good old Dick Van Patten.
Yeah.
Yesterday he turned 79.
Wow. 79 years young. God bless him. Hope he's doing okay. Have we talked to him?
Yes.
Since
when the dog food thing went.
Oh, yeah, right. When the dog food recall came out. Well, let's hope that if he's not there, he's got his joke on his machine.
Yes.
I also have his cell phone.
Well, that's okay. We don't have to push it.
Usually if he's not there, Pat's there.
Sure. Like Rob was mainly bragging that he has Dick Van Patten's cell phone. Yep. Hello.
Hi, this is Dick and Pat with the joke of the week. A turtle is raped by a snail. The turtle goes to the police. He said, I was raped by a snail. The police say, well, can you identify the snail? The turtle says, no, it all happened too fast.
Jesus.
I like rape.
Hey, Dick Van Patten.
It's your friends Don and Mike.
Why do you favor rape?
Great joke.
Great joke, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We love you, Dick.
Yes, give us a call sometime. We'd love to see how everything's going with you, and hope you had a great birthday.
If you miss Dick.
And you miss Pat.
Leave a message.
That is that.
Great turtle rape joke.
Fantastic. One of your best ever.
Big fan.
Number one fan.
Bye, Dick.
Best to Nels. Vincent.
All of them. Tito, Jethro, all of you. Love you long time.
And Marie.
Bye, Van Pattens.
Take care.
Yeah, and what happened to Marie falling on that show? Marie Van Patten falling on that dancing show.
We're curious about that. We know that you Mormons stay together, so please give us a call sometimes.
And say hi to Meryl.
Meryl Van Patten. Do you still have the slam, man?
Did you watch the Patriots game yesterday? Did you notice the love messages Jim Nance was sending to Tom Brady?
We know you're a big football fan. And are you still playing poker every week? And, you know, can you get us into the Playboy Mansion? All the same questions we always ask you. Best to Pat, also. The matriarch of the clan.
Remember that time you gave us finger sandwiches in your living room?
We love your tennis court. The only court in the valley.
Have you seen
the only clay court, right.
Have you seen those pictures of Joan Van Ark?
Oh.
My God, Dick. Thank God you and Pat never went that route with the cut, cut, snip, snip.
No. Be true to yourselves. Right. That's the important thing.
Your dog food has killed no one.
No, and we love it. And Buzz and I both ate the Irish stew.
I could go for more.
We could eat a can of your dog food right now. And that's how good we think it is.
I wonder if you can delete these messages immediately, or if this is one of those phones where you have to listen to the whole damn thing.
Until such time as we speak again, don't be sucking on any Chinese toys.
And I love turtle rape.
Funny, funny joke. What if you got that one from Dom DeLuise?
Word to your mother. Hello.
Au revoir.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
What was that?
That's like his old 1972 machine.
79 years young.
It's like Jim Rockford's machine.
He probably has the little remote control that he can call from a payphone and play a tone into it, and it'll play his message.
He's still performing, isn't he? Nobody answered that real fast.
How do you mean that?
Well, remember, he had a bit of bad luck a couple
times. Well, he had a stroke.
Yeah. Some consider life to be a performance.
Yes.
According to his
IMDb
page.
I would say
page,
he's still performing.
According to it. And when was the last time you went to his IMDb? Did you go today?
I did.
Because we were going to be talking
about
him.
I wanted
to
verify his age.
Right.
And he has a movie in production. I don't know if he's doing any stage work anymore, but remember he did The Sunshine Boys last year.
He did that last year. He's got a movie in production?
Yeah.
The movie is called There's Dirt in My Mouth.
The movie is called Drool on Me. No, he sounds fine.
He did sound fine.
He's still laying down the jokes.
Uh-huh. As far as the Dick Van Patten jokes go, that would be among his shock jockeries.
Oh, you bet. Yeah. It happened too fast. Funny joke. Might not have won on Make Us Laugh, but it would have come close.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Jerry from San Ramon. I saw Vince Van Patten, I guess, about 3 months ago at the Bay 101 Club. I guess he was doing a World Series of Poker thing, and he was with this gal that was a POA, telling you. Yeah.
That's the Van Patten family. I mean, they're always with amazingly hot women. They're very plugged into the Hollywood lifestyle.
Did you say Vince Vaughn or Vince Van Patten?
Vince Van Patten.
Vince Van Patten. Excuse me, I'm just thinking of old doughy-eyed Vince Vaughn.
Sure.
As Fred Claus just keeps chug, chug, chugging along.
I forgot what your review was of Fred Claus.
Not bad, pretty good.
You thought it was okay, right?
It was more than okay. I like it.
More than okay.
More than okay. But you got to be a fan of Vince Vaughn.
For sure.
If you don't like Vince Vaughn, winking. Are you doing the Vince Vaughn wink or what? Is that what that is? Don is winking at me. It's very, very disconcerting.
See,
Vincent Van Patten will not be in any feature films anytime soon. No. He was. In his day, he was.
A gay or no pay.
Oh, he's fine. Ocre pay. Urte.
Ocre pay in the ass, eh? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Oshe Imfe. Adete.
I know that he's on a poker show. I know that he's on
the
Travel Channel poker show.
Yeah, and he's been on that for a long time. You remember when Dick Van Patten told us about that?
Right.
And that's right before poker exploded as far as TV was concerned.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great.
Hey, I'm calling from Maine. I'm a longtime listener.
Yes, great. Up.
We appreciate that.
Hey, you know what? I didn't even go through a phone screen or nothing. I just called your number, and bang, oh, here I am.
Just like Bert and I, hey, coming up in the early morning.
You know what?
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
All right, so what's happening?
Well, I got a question for you. Long-time listener, my bottle of absinthe came in the mail tonight.
Ah. Is it Absinthium 1792?
1792, the Green Witch? No.
Green Fairy.
Green Fairy, there you go.
That's the good stuff.
I'm on my second shot of it now.
Uh-huh. How are you taking it? Are you straining it over the sugar cube?
I did the sugar cube first, pouring cold water over it, letting it dissolve.
Slowly.
And then the second one, lit on fire.
I tell you something, it's a sipping drink. Remember that it is a sipping drink. It's
yeah,
not
you
a
do not want to do shots of this stuff. You really don't.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just taking it easy because I'm kind of nervous because listening to you guys there.
That'll be fine.
Are you by yourself?
No, my wife's on vacation, so she's here.
I think you'll be fine. Just watch out when the hallucinations come.
That's what I was wondering.
Darren, tell your wife to keep the sharp utensils away from you.
Keep the Away from me, or should I keep them away from her?
Everybody.
Away from everybody, because you guys might be peeling yourself like an orange.
Put your hand in front of your face right now and see if you can see the lines.
See the lines.
And since you are up in Maine and you're drinking absinthe, might be a fun little exercise this afternoon to boil some lobsters.
Boil some lobsters? They're all frozen, dude.
Oh, you should go get some live ones.
Now,
see, this is the fun, my friend. You got to do something while you're drinking the absinthe.
Hey, where's Mr. Ettinger? How come he didn't answer the phone first?
Ettinger. Where is Joe Ettinger?
It's too bad you can't do something fun like go driving a school bus today.
Well, I just wanted to get some...
Too bad you can't be working the tilt-a-whirl.
You're up in the Great White North. You wouldn't have a chainsaw in the garage, would you?
I do. I got a couple of them. One of them, though, the bar's all bent to hell on it.
Well, what you want to do is have another sip of that absinthe and then go out and find yourself a tree.
A big one.
A big one?
One that you'll have to put a big notch in.
Okay.
You know, make sure that you, you fell it. When you fell the tree, make sure you fell it the right way.
Because we don't want that fellet falling on you.
Well, I just wanted to just tell you guys that I was all excited. I got
he is
stuff
so truly wasted on it. You can tell. Is there snow on the ground up in Portland?
Oh, yeah, snow. Well, we only got like 3 inches this morning, but cars off the road everywhere.
Cars off the road.
Cars are going crazy.
I've been driving all day. I drive a tanker truck, gasoline.
Oh, you drive a tanker truck? Go back to work.
I want to tell you something. There really is nothing finer, is there, my friend, than strapping yourself into a home where the weather is inclement outside. You get yourself in that bunker, and you start drinking that absinthe, and before you know it, man, are you a fan of the show Dragnet?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Do you remember Blue Boy?
Blue Boy. I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry. Blue Boy.
Before you get too effed up, go Google him.
Blue Boy.
Go Google the episode of Dragnet with Blue Boy, and it has nothing to do with the famous magazine.
Not the porno, the gay porno.
No. It's the kid. It's all whacked out on something, and he paints his face blue.
It's about tripping.
Yeah, it's an anti-drug message that Jack Webb wanted to impart to everybody.
I have found the show to be hilarious when I'm effed up. I love it. I really do.
Blue Boy.
Hey, one more thing. I won't waste your time no more.
Sure, go ahead.
Years ago, like 2 or 3 years ago, Don, you was telling a story about when your car was pulled up to a garage, and you had to move somebody's car, and you backed your car out of the garage. Your garage was your sheet of ice, and your car was sliding down the driveway, and the door was open, and you was trying to hold it from sliding.
Yeah.
And the friggin' thing, you was like wearing loafers,
that was a good story, wasn't
so
it?
He is so whacked out of his mind.
That absinthe is pretty good, isn't it?
Like the folded the driver's side door right back to the front fender.
That absinthe is really outstanding, isn't
today.
It, Bill?
I see that today happened to this woman, right? Because it was all glare ice up in Vermont.
Got to let him go. He's just having all too right. good a time. Yeah, so tell us what happened.
No, I just saw that woman there. Her car was sliding backwards. She's trying to stop it from sliding.
Why don't you take a pull on the absinthe right now? Take a sip for us.
Seriously?
All right,
hold on.
Seriously?
Tastes like NyQuil.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're drinking absinthe.
The right stuff.
That's good stuff.
That woman was trying to hold it. Poor thing, I couldn't help her. She was sliding backwards on the ice.
You know what I would love to hear you? Would you sing a little Sweet Caroline?
Sweet Caroline?
You know, by Neil Diamond.
Bump, 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 Sweet Caroline. Dun, dun, dun.
The times never seem so good.
Never fade away.
That's fine.
You got to go to Fenway for that one, Don.
How much absinthe have you had so far?
I'm on my number two, guys.
Ah, you're good to go.
What's the wife doing?
She's sitting there all worried watching me because
she's all worried watching you.
They typically are. You'll be fine.
You tell her that you may attack her sexually, so she better watch it. You're going to turn into a wild man. You're going to do stuff you've never done in your... How many years you've been married, my friend?
20
years. You're going to do stuff to her tonight that you've never done before.
What's she making for supper?
Pork chops, right, honey?
You won't be hungry.
She's making pork chops.
All inhibitions will be out the door tonight.
What are the side dishes that she's making with the pork chop?
I don't see nothing on the stove I'm looking right at. There ain't nothing on top.
That's all right.
What good is she then, huh?
Huh?
What good is she?
No, she's real good.
Oh, that's
she's
good.
She's a good girl.
Oh, that's good. You're not a violent drunk.
Oh, hell no. No, no.
Nobody is. Listen, after 20 years, how is your wife? She's still...
Beautiful.
How is she in bed?
What's that? I have to get up at like 1:30 in the morning, so...
When's the last time you guys fulfilled your marital obligations?
Oh, my God. Like... couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
How was it?
It was all right. Nothing to write into Penthouse about.
So tonight I'll change that.
I heard her say hey. You have a snowmobile?
Yes, I do.
You do? Oh, you fire it up.
You got to take that thing out.
Take it out.
There ain't quite enough snow. Just all the yahoos, they're out hammering them now, but there ain't enough snow. You got to wait.
Yeah. So you're back. You're in the rural area, right? You're out.
Sebago Lake region.
Oh, Sebago Lake, north of Portland, right?
Just a whisker, yeah.
Right, just a whisker.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I mean, are you calling us from an A-frame? I really can't get the mental picture.
An A-frame,
picture.
No. It's like a colonial.
Uh-huh. It's a colonial?
I like Don's, only not probably a quarter as fancy.
Not a quarter as fancy.
No.
That's right. You got pine trees on your lot?
Pine trees, no. They hacked them all down because the freaking pine needles kill the grass. Yeah.
Okay, you got a snowmobile.
All right, so beyond the absinthe tonight, what are your plans, my friend?
Not much. Like I said, I got to get up early. The alarm goes off at like friggin' 1:30, quarter to 2.
Oh, my God.
You're not going
anywhere.
You're
going to have a tough time of it.
No, I'm used to it.
What time do you have to be to work in the morning?
What time do I have to be at work in the morning?
Yeah.
2:30.
2:30.
What do you do?
Haul gasoline with tanker truck.
Oh, that's right. You told us that.
So
right.
How far do you go? How far do you travel?
What the hell did I go? 427 miles. Up into Vermont. Just dodging cars everywhere. Cars sliding off the road everywhere. Right. Went up there.
Mike hates you truckers. You know he does.
I might have to make an exception for this guy. I really might. So you go 400 miles. So you go all over New England.
Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Yeah, Massachusetts sucks.
Isn't Tom Brady handsome?
What's that?
Isn't Tom Brady handsome?
He's a good-looking man.
You have two more absinthe. You'll think he's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen in your life.
Let me ask you a question right now. On your second absinthe, if you had to, who would you do, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, if you had to have sex with one of those guys?
Gay. Neither.
Neither. Okay. What are you talking about?
You had to.
I wouldn't. I'd kill myself.
No, but you could. Here's the rule. We're playing this game.
If I was batting, you mean?
Yeah. No. Yeah. If you were batting, who would you pick? It would have to be either Peyton Manning
or Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
I'd bat Brady.
Brady.
Yeah.
And notice how quick the inhibitions dropped. And also, once it was decided that you were going to be giving, not receiving, it becomes okay.
It's okay. I think everybody in this room would probably go with Brady.
Well, most men would bat than receive.
Oh, not me.
Come on. There's really nothing wrong with that, but not this dude here.
Oh, no. I mean, I get that sensation all the time. I want something new. I mean, if I'm gonna be forced into doing something, I wanna see what that's like.
You gotta be freaking forced hard, though.
Who would you do, Matt Damon or Ben Affleck?
Good question.
Oh, my God. What, batting?
Yes, again, batting.
Not Affleck.
Yeah, the other guy.
The other dude.
Matt Damon. You do Matt Damon.
I guess.
Rudy Giuliani or...
Why don't you ask me girls, man?
Rudy Giuliani or Thomas Menino?
I don't even know the second guy.
He's the mayor of Boston.
He is now the new guy?
Yeah.
I guess I'd do him because I like Giuliani. I wouldn't want to violate Giuliani.
Wow. How about...
Put it back. He's taking sugar
tea. What?
What's the wife saying?
Oh, the little girls. Little girls.
Oh, the kids are around watching.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that's... Now, listen, you should be in a room by yourself. They shouldn't be watching you do this. They shouldn't be watching Daddy fall apart in front of them.
Daddy keeps it together, keeps it in control. I guess it's just like Daddy having a beer after work, right?
It is, basically, yes.
Only it's, about 1,000 times more potent.
When Daddy gets home from work, he has a toddy.
So what time do you get home from work? You go to work at 2:30.
Yeah.
A.M.
And then at what time do you get home from work?
I got home about 4:30, and I went out and plowed the freaking driveway, and there's a little box on the porch, and I said, yee-hoo. And,
Your absinthe was here.
I've been waiting for like almost 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You talk so much different than we do.
That's great.
It is so funny the way you talk.
Little box on the porch, then I said, yoo-hoo.
Different.
No. You do. I love the accent.
Average Farm remembers. Sure.
So how many more are you going to have of the absent?
I'm batting with Tom Brady.
How many more?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many more?
I don't know. I'll probably have another one for supper.
Now you're tweaking it up. I love that.
And then, no, really, supper's almost ready, I guess.
All supper. Right. Yeah. Then you bend over Belichick, yeah. You bat with Belichick.
I'll have another one for supper, and then, get to sleep. Sleep for 3 hours and hit the road again.
Yeah, hit the road and hammer down all day long.
That's right. All day long, go to Vermont, Massachusetts. You don't like Massachusetts, though.
No, I don't.
No, the roads aren't as good, are they?
The roads are good, but freaking people, man.
Yeah. I'll take you to the Big Dig. I'll show you a Big Dig. I tell you what, Tom, I'll give you a Big Dig, Tom Brady. I'll be the bat in your Boston Big Dig.
Hey, but
I'll give you the bat of the garden.
No, no joking aside.
I tell you what, I got a wicked good D.
How about them Patriots, though, huh?
Yeah,
hey,
how about
they're
that?
Wicked good, huh?
Wicked good.
There's a guy, I don't know who the hell he is, but he's got a Patriots car. He drives around. He's got like little helmets all over the top of it, like all these different numbers of the players on these helmets, and he's got these lights. And I feel bad for him. He's probably like the biggest fan there ever was.
I've heard of him. His name's Jeff Lockridge.
It's like this little, like a $150 Subaru car. It's all painted up. I feel bad for him. Yeah. He's probably so proud of it.
Yeah,
but
he's not bad.
Hold on. Don't say the S word. When I returned, Mary Jo was gone, and this man said the S bomb.
Mary Jo and the cat were gone. Oh, God.
But he was the right turn green. He's in there. The front wheels are spinning like 150 miles an hour, and he's not even moving.
I tell you what, we really should get like pennies on the bottle that this stuff is sold.
We should. We really should.
Look at all of the satisfied customers that this guy has.
You know, you guys, I went up. You know when I heard it was the night before Thanksgiving, I believe. When you guys was putting it to you.
How would you rate the experience of the drinking absinthe on a scale of 1 to 10? How's it making you feel?
What, right now, all by myself?
Yes.
With wife and the kids looking at me?
Yes. How's it making you feel?
Like, I'm half done number two.
Right.
And I'm relaxed.
That's it. Very nice.
Yeah, I'm relaxed.
Uh-huh.
Did you say you're half done number? Oh, I get it. Half done number two, drink.
The second drink,
the first
yes.
The one, I dumped cold water over the sugar cube.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then the second one, I lit on fire.
Well, why'd you light it on fire?
Because there's two. It came with a couple, two or three pieces of paper about Van Gogh doing all this stuff.
Hey, don't forget, one of those dudes cut their ear off.
That's right,
Van
Gogh.
Man.
Yeah.
So there's another fellow. Right?
He's wicked good there. He's a good draw.
So what did you do after you lit it on fire?
He draws good pictures.
You dump you dunk it in the thing, and then you let it soak up the alcohol, and then you light it on fire.
The sugar cube.
And yeah, the sugar cube. And then you, after the fire, I couldn't believe it. You just, the flame of my lighter didn't even get within 3 inches of that sugar cube, and poof, it goes up, right?
Sure does.
Like it. Well, I wish we had more time. We got to play spots.
Good luck, and make sure you get plenty of sleep before you go out on your run.
There ain't no such thing as plenty of sleep.
All right, well, just be careful.
Give your wife the high hard one.
I heard that earlier on my way home from work. The high hard one.
Yeah. You just make sure that you behave yourself after you have your third one, all right?
I will.
Now up to bat, Tom Brady.
And you enjoy your supper.
Hey, I love you guys.
Love you.
Choke up on the bat.
I want to come visit you guys so I can go bat.
Bring your fuel truck down here to Washington.
I will.
All righty.
Get your hands off my resin bag. Step off the mound.
Rosin bag.
Rosin.
You know, it's all moving in that direction. I know you're dying to say something, aren't you? He just gets right back to the Red Sox. And, of course, we're talking about who's the batter and who's the catcher. And you got to say it. Go ahead. Let it out of your system.
I've already thrown it out there.
Yaz is a fag.
Didn't I already mention Yaz?
Not bad.
No.
No? No. Oh, well, then Yaz is a fag.
There it is.
You were thinking it.
Yeah, home run.
Captain Fisk, baby.
Captain Fisk, absolutely.
He's no fag.
1975.
Did you know that Yaz was a fag?
No. I saw Yaz up to Popham Beach when we were striper fishing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Big giant. I felt bad. A big giant crowd was all gathered because he's a big fisherman,
right
up there, and. He just put his boat in the water, and we were putting ours out, taking ours out.
Yeah. Sure, you were taking yours out.
Yeah, big giant crowd all gathered around Yaz. And
look at Yaz the fag. Let's take ours out.
I wanted to go see what he's doing, but he was surrounded by people. them are fighting words.
Yes, why he likes to say him.
I said he's a gay icon.
Oh my God. Don't say
it again. All right, listen, we got to go, friend.
You take care, you fellas.
Okay, take care.
Good, thank you.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Hang up.
There he goes.
Wow. Life in these United States.
Fantastic. A little slice of New England.
You know, he was a lot more put together at the front of that call than at the end.
Yeah, he was.
He really sort of fell apart.
Yeah, absent. When did he get to his third?
Uh-huh. We got to break. Have to be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.